man, I shed that coat.
Amen.
We don't wear suits in Mexico, or I don't anyway. I don't know about y'all. We don't have air conditioning for one thing. So tonight I put my coat on. My 4-year-old boy said, "Daddy, you putting your Texas coat on?" Well, that's all the time I wear it when I come to Texas. Amen. Amen. I got a 13-year-old missionary boy here.
Amen.
And I'd like for him to give you just a word of testimony in Spanish and then in English. Okay.
Primeramente quiero dar gracias por mi salvación y también que me dejas estar aquí, tener un privilegio de estar aquí esta noche con ustedes y también que me da el privilegio de servir a él en México. First of all, I just want to thank God for saving my soul and also that he gives me the privilege to be here tonight with you and also that he lets me give the privilege to serve him.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't know where the Lord will make a missionary out of him or not, but we keep trying to train him a little bit that direction anyway. That's between him and the Lord. I am Brother Roy Riley. This is my wife, Lietta. If you want to stand up, a lot of folks here we probably hadn't met. And Peter.
Amen.
Andrew and Peter. And it was our privilege to be here, I guess, about 8 years ago for the first time. And then we was here 4 years ago when Peter was born. We came back through. And honestly, I didn't know you was having a mission conference. We just came out of Mexico, going up to Central Texas and wanted to stop and hear some English preaching. I hadn't heard any English. English preaching in a long time. And I got in here, I thought half of Mexico was in here. So. And
Monday.
Really, folks, I appreciate you, church, and I appreciate you, pastor. I tell you what, it does our heart good to come and see a church like this. There's not many churches like this. In fact, Andrew said, "Where's that church at again?" I said, "Well, you know, the one that's down to earth and laid back a little bit, you know." No, really, I appreciate the effort that you folks put out for missions. I appreciate the missionary families you have in your church here. Since most of you probably don't know me, was saved in 1960 in the Wichita Falls, Texas County Jail. And so I've come to know the Lord about 28 years ago, I guess now, when I was 21 years old and God blessed in our lives. But about 8 or 9 years ago, God called us to go to Mexico and do missionary work. And God's blessed. I tell you what, I was thinking as this young lady was speaking. You know, God uses his missionaries. God uses his people. He wants to use his people. That's the reason he called us. And I got to think, you know, God's blessed us in Ciudad Victoria where we're at. But, you know, it's been his work, really.
Abraham.
I mean, he's the one that done it. I think if you read the newsletter, I don't know whether you did a few months back or not, but God is blessed. In Ciudad Victoria, the work there is about 4.5 years old, and we have 150 members, and 140 of them at least 140 of them have been saved and baptized the 4 years that the mission's been open.
Amen,
brother. And I don't know how many has been saved. I don't have any idea. Maybe 300. I really don't know. But there come a time about 3 or 4 months ago, it dawned on me one morning that they hadn't been anybody walked out in about a month. We hadn't had any baptisms in about 2 months. And I thought to myself, you know, this is foolish to be sitting here and feeling this way. If I really believe that the Lord Jesus that we serve has all power and he's given that power to us, there's no reason for us to sit here and be like this. And God laid on my heart, and I got an older man there in the church, and we started to have a prayer meeting every night, and it caught on, and before it was over, there was about 3 or 4 of us meeting together and praying. And I tell you, God did something. I mean, in 1 weekend, there was 25 walked the aisle, and we baptized 15 of them that Sunday morning. But what I'm saying is that it's God that gives the increase. It's not us. And God has privileged us to have a part. I know that y'all have a correspondence Bible school, don't you? And God has blessed us. We've got 833 students studying the Word of God by correspondence in 8 countries. But the Lord has been so good. And I don't know how to say it more. But listen, the Lord's been so good and has blessed so much. And we just pray that God will continue to use you folks here to be an encouragement to us also. Missionaries need encouragement. Amen.
That's right.
But anyway, I appreciate you giving me just an opportunity to say something, brother.
Amen, brother.
And I'm sorry I didn't get you an invitation. I didn't know there's a mission conference going on, but I'm glad I come. May the Lord want me here tonight anyway.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord.